let's bring him in now. One of the stars of Marvel's The Punisher, actor Jason Moore. Jason, how are you?
I'm great, man. How you doing, Paul?
Well, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, man.
So, Jason, we got The Punisher arriving on Netflix on Friday. Exciting time for you. What can fans expect from The Punisher?
Well, they should expect everything they have come to expect from The Punisher. So you're going to get hard punches. You're going to get hard hits. You're going to get some sledgehammer hits. You're going to get some guns clanking, clanking. You're going to get everything that they've ever read about in The Punisher and different issues. They're going to get it in this one. And a little extra. But definitely, whatever they expect from The Punisher, they're going to get it in this one.
All right. So we're going to get all that and then some.
And then some.
All right. So let me ask you this. You play the role of Curtis Hoyle. Okay, you are a counselor. Talk about your role.
Okay, so yeah. So what I do is I help vets try to get reacclimated back into society. Now, these are vets who are suffering from PTSD. And I've come to at least represent that I'm able to handle my PTSD. And so I try to help others as best I could. Number one patient, quote unquote patient, is Frank Castle. And so I'm here trying to help him so that he can get over the fact that, yeah, his family was killed. But in order to have a functioning life, a normal functioning life, you got to kind of put the Punisher away. And you know, of course, we're going to butt heads when it comes to that. But my character is really that moral compass of the whole series. You know, just helping people to determine what right and wrong is. That's okay. Pretty much right. What this character does throughout the series, yeah.
So give me your best counselor voice.
let's see. Hey, Frank, do me a favor. Stop being a wallowing asshole.
Now, that's a
direct quote. That's a direct quote from the series.
Okay. So you really get into that counseling role pretty good. I mean, in preparing for this role, did you watch any counselors? Did you do anything different, special, in order to become a counselor?
Well, for the most, in terms of preparation for this role, what I really focused on was the physicality because, you know, my character has a missing leg. He's an amputee from the knee down. And I mean, how does that affect someone psychologically when you lose a limb? And so I did a lot of research. I spoke to a lot of people who were vets who lost limbs. And I tried to get a general understanding of how that affected them physically and mentally, and then how they overcame it. And I used that to help me determine some of my choices I was going to make, even down to the voice, whether it be soothing, whether it's firm, or it's a little passive. But even down to those details, once I got a better understanding on how it affected their mind and how they overcame it, it kind of helped me navigate that process for myself in creating the Curtis Hoyle that you're going to see.
So better counselor, Curtis Hoyle, Dr. Phil.
I would say, let's see, different circumstances. Dr. Phil is I'm in the field. I'm in the trenches counseling. I think someone's going to have to counsel Dr. Phil in the trenches. He's good on stage. But in the trenches, when someone has like their intestines hanging out and you got to calm them down, you got to get them to just settle down so we can take care of this, Curtis Hoyle, without a doubt, is going to be better.
All right.
Without a doubt.
We're talking to one of the stars of The Punisher, actor Jason Moore. How did this role come about for you?
Marvel, anything that they do, it's highly secretive. So yeah, you don't even know you're auditioning for a Marvel project when you first get it, which I didn't know. And so it was a regular standard audition, right? Just regular. And you kind of have an idea because they have some weird name, and then they give you some script, old movie to do or whatever like that, because they won't even give you the script. They won't even give you, like, sides to use, right? And just did it normally as I do my auditions. And then I got a really good response. And there's a lot of buzz start to happen. And so at that point, it was then revealed what it was. And so, I mean, after me meeting Jeff and then the showrunner, Steve, and the first director, John, it was like they just loved what I did. And they were really happy with what I did. And they just said, hey, we want you. We want you. Like, and it was just kind of like that. Happened quickly. There wasn't like some big drawn out process. So it happened really quickly. Yeah, it was pretty much standard on how it came about.
Okay. So did you know, obviously ending with Marvel, obviously you're going to have a lot of people, you're going to have a lot of hype with it. Did you guys do the whole Comic-Con scene and everything and build up to this particular premiere?
Well, so we were shooting during New York Comic Con last year. I went to it, but the show wasn't featured there, right? I went to the Comic Con, and of course, I seen Punisher shirts everywhere. People were still hyped about the Punisher because, of course, they seen it in Daredevil season 2. And so people were hyped, but we weren't featured in that Comic Con. Okay. San Diego Comic Con, we were done with the show at that time, but we didn't know what was happening. They didn't feel set. Okay, but then they only featured John, represented the show, and Deborah featured the show in San Diego. So it was a very small release because they wanted to focus on the Defenders at the San Diego Comic-Con this year. And then We were supposed to do the New York Comic-Con this year, 2017. Unfortunately, that tragic incident that happened in Las Vegas, the studio decided to pull the Punisher from that Comic-Con. And so, yeah, I mean, you could just see the anticipation from the fans online. They were really excited on our social media. People were really hitting me up about, you know, can't wait to see you, can't wait to meet Curtis. And so the hype was there. And so when that news came out that they were being pulled from, that the Punisher was being pulled from Comic-Con, oh, it was devastating for the fans. And me too. I think that it would have been a good time to, like, a good chance to, like, really get to meet the fans up close. Because we do this all for them. And when you see that they're happy, then you're happy. And so, yeah, we missed out on the Comic-Con. But hopefully next year, we'll do a Comic-Con.
Let me ask you this. Do you think, you talked about the shooting in Vegas, you know, there's going to be a level of violence, gunplay, things of that nature in the Punisher. Do you think that situation in Vegas will have any effect on the Punisher in terms of people watching? I don't think so, but how do you see it?
No, I don't think so. I don't think it have any effect. I think people can decipher make-believe and reality. So I don't think it's going to really affect. And the fans, again, the fans are diehard fans. And they're going to watch regardless. I think the fans are smart enough to decipher from the two.
All right. So let me ask you this. Were you a big comic guy growing up?
I wouldn't dare consider myself a big one. Now, I've read comic books. I had some. I still have some today in back home in New York. But there was a time when I got out of them because I started to see some of my favorite superheroes fighting each other. And I almost couldn't handle that. So that was at a point where I started to come across comic books where like Superman was fighting Batman or Wolverine was fighting the Hulk and all kinds of different. I was like, no, this can't happen. And so as a kid, I was like, no, I'm not reading any of these. And so I kind of stopped reading at that point when those were coming around. But I've always had, come on, man, I always had an interest in, my favorite was Wolverine, the Hulk. Of course, Superman, Batman, those are DC. But yeah, it was always a part. And having the video games, it was always a part of my entertainment growing up. Okay. And then, and it's being in it now is just, it's like a dream come true. You just don't get better than this, to tell you the truth.
I can imagine we're talking to one of the stars of The Punisher, actor Jason Moore. So you got The Punisher going on. That's exciting. What else is going on with Jason Moore?
Okay, so I have I have this little tech company. We have a light system that's coming out. I'm very briefly. It's called Anthem One. It's in production now. It's going to hit the market pretty soon. That's that. That's on the other side. That's the techie side. I'm also shooting a TV show on BET called The Quad within our second season. And so I'm in the process of doing that right now. And so that's pretty much it that's going on with me right now.
So The Quad, I mean, that first season of The Quad was pretty good. Are we going to see some big things this time around?
You're going to see, oh my gosh. Let's just say I got to work really closely with Anika Noni Rose. And,
okay.
Oh, such a beautiful woman. And it was, you know, gets a little, you know, my character, we get a little frisky.
Okay.
And it's totally different. It's going to be a totally different thing from Curtis and The Punisher. Totally different look, totally different feel. And I think that it'll be good for people to see. Kind of stretch, show the range of what I can do as an actor.
And, you know, I'm looking at a picture of the lovely Anika Noni Rose. All right. Good times for you.
Yeah. Tony Award winning actress. Yeah, she's, she got it all. Yeah.
For sure. So, word on the street is you're a big time LeBron James fan. That's the word on the street. So we look at LeBron and, you know, three titles at this point. I mean, obviously still playing at a very high level. Do you see LeBron getting another title?
For the record, I'm a LeBron fan as much as I am. I'm probably even more a Dwayne Wade fan than a LeBron fan. But okay. Yes, I'm a fan of what LeBron does on that court. I'm a fan of LeBron off the court. Yes. Do I think he's going to get another title? I don't. There's going to have to be some serious restructuring. I don't know, because the league is so dynamic. There's so many great players that LeBron just doesn't have that dominance anymore over that can take him through a series. I just don't. I don't know. A good team is going to have to be around LeBron James. A really good team is going to have to be around LeBron James. Because we all know LeBron doesn't have that killer instinct. He doesn't have that, you know, to put that nail in that coffin and keep his foot on the gas sort of thing. So I don't know. I can't say for sure.
All right. So, D-Wade, I mean, what made you such a D-Wade guy?
Well, it was just the way he played, man, coming out of college and even in college. I was just like, his speed, his finesse, he just reminded me at that time when I wasn't really following the team. I was just like looking at the players. He kind of gave me that feel that Jordan did back in the day, right? And so Dwayne Wade did some pretty amazing things. And him being not the biggest guy on the court, average-sized guy, but it's almost like he had superpowers, right? And in terms of doing what he does. And I was just like, I'm going to just follow this guy's career. And I just gravitated towards Dwayne Wade. I just liked the way he played a lot.
Okay. So this is a good weekend for you and a lot of people to Netflix and chill. I mean, you got The Punisher coming. This is a great weekend to Netflix and chill. You would agree with that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is the best birthday gift. I mean, my birthday is, The Punisher's coming out on the 17th. My birthday's on the 19th. I'm going to be watching it straight through. In fact, I'm having a little party on the 18th to kick off my birthday and the release of the show. So yeah, this weekend is for me.
Okay.
This is a good weekend. Cannot deny that.
You couldn't have planned this any better. You got your birthday. You got the Punisher.
Yep.
I mean, this is a good time to be Jason Moore.
Yeah, it's a good time. Jason Moore should not be complaining about anything.
So fans, 12:00 a.m. Friday morning. Head over to Netflix.com. Check out The Punisher. Check out this man, actor Jason Moore. Hit him up on Twitter, Jason Moore ENT. Hit him up on Instagram, Jason Moore Official. And support all the great things going on with actor Jason Moore.
Oh, man. I appreciate that. I really
appreciate it. No problem. Absolute pleasure talking to you, man. Wish you nothing but the best of luck. Would love to do it again.
Hey, Paul, anytime. Just anytime. Even after the show, if you want to do like a recap, kind of see how things are afterwards, post-release.
For sure. Take care of yourself.
Take care, Paul. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.